Please rise. Grace and mercy and peace be yours from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. The text for our sermon today is on our Old Testament lesson from 1 Samuel 17. Read just the 37th verse where David says, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." So far, our text. You may be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, your fellow redeemed by the blood of Christ. I don't know much about your basketball skills, but I would assume that if you played LeBron James in a one-on-one basketball game, that it wouldn't be a fair fight. For LeBron James is 6'8", 250 pounds. On top of that, he is fast. And on top of that, he has dedicated his entire life to being as skilled at basketball as he could possibly be. And so if you were to play LeBron James in a one-on-one basketball game, I'm assuming LeBron James would win every single time, and the score wouldn't be all that close. Well, today we are focusing on another fight. And the fight that we are focusing on today is a bigger mismatch than a one-on-one basketball game between you and LeBron James. For this fight, the fight between you and the devil, this fight just isn't a fair fight. Now, the story of David and Goliath is probably one of the most well-known stories in all of Scripture. It's a story that most of you have probably known since you were young, a story that captivates your attention, a story that's even referenced in our society today. You've all heard the expression, it's a David versus Goliath matchup, especially when it comes to a sporting event. For this story of David and Goliath presents such a mismatch that everyone says about it, it just wasn't a fair fight. For Goliath was over 9 feet tall, as the scriptures say. His coat of armor weighed about 125 pounds. His sword weighed about 15 pounds. And on top of that, he had been a soldier since youth, dedicating his entire life to being as good of a soldier as he could possibly be. That's why Goliath could be so bold as to walk out to that battlefield day after day and say to the Israelites, "Choose a man and have him come down to me. If he is able to fight and kill me, we will become your subjects. But if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our subjects and serve us." Truly, Goliath was a great and mighty warrior. On the other hand, you had David, who was just a boy. A boy who was too young to serve in the Israelite army. A boy who was so small that the king's armor didn't fit him. A boy who was just armed with a sling and 5 stones. That's why King Saul tried to talk David out from going to battle against Goliath, saying, "You're not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You're only a boy, and he has been a fighting man since youth." And so everyone on that battlefield knew that it was not a fair fight. Everyone on that battlefield knew that the battle should be over in minutes, seconds, really. The only difference is that different people at that battlefield had a different opinion on who had the great big advantage. For while Goliath and all the Philistines and probably the majority of the Israelites thought that Goliath had the big, huge advantage because of how big and strong he was, David and perhaps one or two of the soldiers knew that just wasn't the case. They knew that David, not Goliath, had the big advantage on that battlefield because the Lord was with David, fighting for David. As David so beautifully declared, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from this hand of the Philistine." And since the Lord was on David's side, since the Lord was fighting for David, it just wasn't a fair fight. It didn't matter how big and strong Goliath was. He could have been 20 feet tall. It still wouldn't have mattered. For the Lord guided that stone that David slung so that it hit Goliath in the perfect place, immediately killing him. For whenever the Lord is fighting against someone, as he fought against Goliath here, it's just not a fair fight. That someone will never win. For the Lord will always be victorious. And my dear Christian friends, that's important for us to remember. It's important for us to remember that the Lord will always be victorious no matter what, even if the odds seem against him. Because you and I, we are fighting a daily battle just like David fought against Goliath. And this battle that we are fighting, it's a battle of life and death. And the enemy you are fighting against is much worse than Goliath. Your enemy is bigger than Goliath, stronger than Goliath, more well-trained than Goliath was, and he even hates you more than Goliath hated the Israelites. But the enemy that you face day after day is none other than the devil himself. And just like the battle between David and Goliath, the battle between you and the devil, it's just not a fair fight. For remember who the devil is. The devil is a fallen angel. That means he can do things that we can only dream of doing. He can quickly move from continent to continent in an instant. He is so strong that he can inflict great pain and suffering upon us. He is so smart that he knows our weaknesses and knows how best to exploit those weaknesses for maximum destruction. For since the devil has been kicked out of heaven and banished to the dungeons of hell for all eternity, the devil has one goal in mind. And that goal is to drag you down to hell. And he doesn't care what it takes. He doesn't care how long it takes. He is so determined to drag you down to hell that he will never, ever, ever give up on attacking you for as long as you are in this world. And so it's just not a fair fight. For how can you stand up to someone who is so much bigger, faster, stronger, and smarter than you'll ever be? How can you stand up to someone who is constantly attacking you day after day after day after day? How can you stand up to someone who is so determined to drag you down to hell that it absolutely consumes him? How can you stand up to that someone? You can't. It's completely impossible. You're not big enough, fast enough, or strong enough. You don't have the strength to withstand one temptation, let alone the constant barrage that he brings against you day after day. You don't even have the strength to make the battle close. In fact, you would have a better chance of defeating LeBron James in a one-on-one basketball game, 100-0, than you do of standing up to a single temptation that comes from the devil himself. For the devil is so powerful, and you are such a sinner, that it just isn't a fair fight. But just like Goliath should have easily defeated David, so also the devil should easily defeat you every single time. And that's why this Sunday, the first Sunday in Lent, is one of my favorite Sundays in the entire church year. For did you know that on this Sunday, the first Sunday in Lent, we always focus on the same story? On this first Sunday in Lent, year after year after year, we focus on Jesus being tempted by the devil. And when we focus on that story, what do we see? we see Jesus being victorious. And he's not just being victorious to show us it's possible for us to win a victory. But better than that, he's being victorious for you in your place. So that through him, you get to be victorious over the devil himself. And that's important to remember. It's important to remember what Jesus is really showing us with these temptations that came from the devil himself. For many people miss the entire point of this story of Jesus' temptations. Many people see Jesus only as an example in this story, giving you a blueprint of how you would be able to stand up to the devil when he comes to attacking you. Many people will say, if you just do what Jesus did when the devil attempted him, well, then you can stand up to the devil and be victorious over him. But my dear Christian friends, that's foolish. It's complete and utter nonsense. For I could give you 10 tips on how to become a better basketball player. That's not going to help you in a one-on-one basketball game against LeBron James. King Saul could have given David 10 tips on hand-to-hand combat. It shouldn't have helped him fight the giant Goliath. In the same way, Jesus himself can give you a bunch of tips on how you can stand firm in the face of temptation. But on your own, it still wouldn't help you. But remember, it's not a fair fight. The devil is so much stronger than you. And you are so full of sin that there's not one thing you can do by your own powers to stand up to a single one of his temptations. And so instead of seeing Jesus as an example today, giving us the blueprint on how we can stand firm in the face of temptation, let us see Jesus as our substitute. Standing up to the devil in our place so that he can win a victory for us. Let us rejoice and be comforted that Jesus went mano a mano against the devil and won. Even though the devil threw everything at him, including the kitchen sink, Jesus was still able to resist every single one of those temptations. And he resisted those temptations for you. So that he could live that perfect life for you. So that he could carry your sins then to Calvary's cross and die on that cross for you to win a victory for you over the devil. A victory that is so certain by Christ's death and resurrection that the devil himself cannot tear it away from you. That's what your Savior Jesus has won for you. For every time that Jesus and the devil do battle over you, Jesus will win every single solitary time. And therefore, just like Goliath really had no chance in his battle, because the Lord was on David's side fighting for David, so also the devil has no chance of pulling you away from your Savior as long as you remain in Christ. For as long as you are in Christ, clinging to Christ by faith, by fleeing to his word and sacrament, as you're doing right now, as long as you are in Christ, fleeing to Christ by faith, through Christ you are victorious over the devil. For even on your deathbed, when the devil is giving one last ditch effort to try to drag you down into hell, hoping that as soon as your body and soul separates, he can bear hug your soul and jump it down into hell, even then, the devil will not be able to harm you. For at your deathbed, your Savior Jesus will also be there, kicking the devil far away from you, so that when your body and soul do separate, your Savior can immediately take your soul by the hand and carry it to your blessed realms in heaven, where you will have peace and security forever and ever. And so, my dear Christian friends, recognize that it just is not a fair fight. The battle between David and Goliath was not a fair fight, but David won easily. because the Lord was on his side, fighting for him. And the battle between you and the devil, it's not a fair fight. Not because you're so strong. In fact, the opposite is true. But because your Savior Jesus is with you, fighting for you, giving you the victory he won for you by his death and resurrection. And rest assured, dear friends in Christ, that your Savior Jesus promises to be with you every single solitary step along the way until he frees you from the devil forever by taking you to your eternal home. Amen. Please rise. Now may that peace of God, which transcends all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.